The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hashem is with us always. Shalom Avrocha to everybody. I am slightly delayed because I'm at a bris, Baruch Hashem, today, and the bris got delayed. So, it's very interesting. Siyata Shemaya. Like we know, everything is Siyata Shemaya. 1 minute. This morning I had to go somewhere, and I was in a taxi, I made a certain chesed at the time, and I was running a little bit late. And I was starting to get a little bit nervous, because aside from being on the late side, I was making a chesed at the taxi driver. So you do a taxi driver, drive very, very quickly. It happened to me that this taxi driver looked like he was in his upper 80s, and all the cars were zooming by him, and he was just going nice and slow. And I started to think to myself, should I tell him something? Should I not? Maybe it's better not to tell him anything, because if he's driving slowly, then he can't drive too much faster than that. And then the guy gets a phone call, and he had to get something from Bituach Lumi. And they said, back and forth, he needs certain papers. He asked him, how long will it take? And they said, 3 weeks. But first he said, what? It takes so long. And then he stopped. And he said, you know, everything has its time. We just have to pay patience and let everything go in the right time. And I felt that this was like a basco coming out of the Shemaim telling me the same thing, that everything has its time. You're not going to make it go quicker or slower. And might as well be a peace of mind, do what you have to do, and keep on going. And not have to show how this person's feeling, for sure. And that's basically a message that we have. We're talking about a lot. That Hashem is always with us, and Hashem sees what we're doing. And every situation he sets up to test us, are you going to get upset? Are you going to get nervous? Or you just think, you know what? I did whatever I did, and now I'm in this situation, and it's out of my hands right now. It's in my hands, rather than let me do it. But it's out of my hands, just to get upset, just to try to get somebody to do something you can't do anyway, is not heavy of any service. There's once have a Knesset, his name was Rabbi Shlomo Lawrence, very big Yiras Shamayim. And before he would speak in the Knesset, he'd always show the Chazon Ish what he had to like. So I have to say. So once he came to Chazon Ish with a real strong Jerusha speech.
Kol HaLashon.
Brodel. And basically defending from Yiddishkeit. Seems that some not from Chabad Knesset made a whole thing against from Yiddishkeit. And Chazon Ish heard it. It's a beautiful Jerusha. Do you think it will really affect any of these Chabad Knesset one way or the other? So the guy said, I'll be honest with you, it won't, because everybody has their agenda, they don't care about the endless, not the endless. But another guy made his comment, and I have to make a rebuttal. Chazon Ish said, no, it's not true. The whole idea of talking is to communicate and to have things progress in the right direction. It won't do anything one way or the other. There's no room for any type of talking or communication or anything otherwise. And therefore, even though you feel terrible, and I also feel terrible that the Chmodel Slon here, that's just sure people are talking like this way against the mitzvahs and against the religion. When we can do something, we do it. And we can't, just because I have nothing to do, doesn't mean I start talking and screaming and shouting and whatever I have to do. So anyway, that was a personal lesson for the day. That, like we're saying, all in all, we can rely on the Santashka, on Nasha Kosh Bohu, in every situation in our life that we put ourselves in, or in, is just the Hashem. To test us and to show us that, you know what, you're in my hands, just go along with me, and that's all I want from you. That's the Yad Shemai. And that ride I had in the taxi this morning saved me now also, because I made up to a bris with more than enough time to finish the bris and even be home for the Joshua. And then, for some reason, things got delayed. I came on time. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. I just think to myself, what a taxi driver told me in the morning and what I'm telling everybody for the last month. You know, I did what I can, and it's out of my control right now. There's other things will work out, and that's what happened. Baruch Hashem. She had the Shemaya with the bris itself. Came out very good. Baruch Hashem. And, yeah. If Hashem is child and girl, the Torah, who's my son, Torah, Hashem, Shem, much nachas from him. She all uses things that we're learning and being Isaac in to help us. That's what life is all about. That's what the Torah is all about. I have a situation, not to let the situation run me, but let me run myself and realize that there's ways of doing things and there's ways of doing things. And if I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things will work out. So have a wonderful day. We shall have simchas and brachas. And little by little, each one of us takes these things of being oisika and have it transform us to being people that are always with Hashem. Hashem, tzilcha al yad yaminecha, uvida dochina. Hashem is always in our minds, and we are always in Hashem's mind. Protect us, and give us only toys after the chesed for the chayim. Shalom uzocha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.